Well, hi, everyone. Hey there. Good morning. Welcome to Blackhawk. My name's Hannah. I'm part of our Worship Arts staff team. I'm up here with a great band of volunteers. We're glad to be here with you today as we gather to connect with one another in community, to connect with our God in worship. So we're going to start this time off this morning with some singing. I want to invite you to stand if you're able as we lift our voices together. Here we go. Sing that again.
My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you.
Then we sing, you deserve it.
All the glory belongs to you.
about how good he is.
My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh, we praise you, Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for who you are.
Join me in prayer. Father, I thank you for this morning. God, I thank you for the gift that it is to be able to come together and gather and worship as your people. God, and I thank you that when we gather, God, you're here. God, I pray that you would work in us and move in us so that we would be a people who choose to praise in all situations. God, I thank you for this time, and I pray that we would be present in it and not miss it. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome, everybody. You can take a seat, including fifth and sixth graders. You guys get to stay with us today. We're so excited to have you in here. Welcome to everyone in the room and everyone joining us online as well. If I haven't had the chance to meet you yet, my name's Christian. I'm on staff here at Blackhawk. I work here at our Brader Way location, and it has been so fun worshiping with you already this morning. Show of hands. We know there's a lot of new people in here. Maybe you came to the movie night. Who's at the movie night? Yeah, it was a ton of fun. So extra special welcome to anyone who might be brand new in the room, whether you came for the movie night or for some other reason. We're so excited to have you here with us today. We want to make sure to get your name, get to know you a little bit, talk about maybe how you can plug into community. So make sure to say hi to one of us up in front in the room, or maybe go to the info desk. We actually have a gift for you, so we would love to see you for that. Okay, so movie night. I saw a lot of you guys were in here. Maybe some of you missed it. I thought it was so much fun. I love seeing people come in PJs, kids and adults with blankets and all of that. I feel like that is the way to watch a movie. I'm trying to convince Matt that we should upgrade to dream loungers for the next time. So we'll see if that fits into the budget. But if you guys missed it, I just wanted to give you a little bit of a taste of what that was like. So check this out.
You can clap for that. That was fun. It was so fun being here for that movie.
I know. And like, how great to have popcorn and gummy bears like while you're at church. I feel like we should have that every week.
Every week. We're going to run that through facilities and see how they feel about that.
They love cleaning up popcorn. That's going to be great.
Yeah, totally. But we had, you know, at all of our sites, we had over 900 people who showed up, and many of them who were new and have never been to Blackhawk before. So if you are new, and we're so glad that you're back and joining us today. And we've got another one of these coming up, don't we?
Yes, in just a few weeks, we are watching Frozen.
Yes,
so that's gonna
there
be super
you go.
Fun.
So, yep. Yeah,
Charles
go ahead, mark
very
your calendars.
For that one.
Yeah, and then Charles is going to preach on that movie. I think it's classic. The man has a PhD in Hebrew, and he is going to be talking about Anna and Elsa. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So the way that that's going to go. So, but you're going to actually get a chance to hear me today preach on the movie Wonder. And what we did actually, in order to put things together, we filmed two different messages. One for sites and venues. So for any of you who are here live in the room or joining us. And then also online, we did one specifically for online people as well that actually has something that the people live here are not going to get to see. It's an interview with a longtime Blackhawker named Bill Schultz, who's a great friend of mine. You're going to get a chance to see that. So if you're in the room and you missed that, now you got to go online and watch it again.
Yeah.
So I'm here, but you're going to be watching me on a screen. So just wanted to give you a heads up about that.
You get to watch you on a screen,
yeah,
too. That's your favorite.
I get to watch myself, which is my favorite. I hate that so much. So I'm going to be sitting here in pain. So you can pray for me. So
it's great.
But I think you've got a couple other announcements.
Yeah, I have a few
I'm going
more
to get out of the way.
Perfect. All right. So maybe you are new or newer and you have kids, you're a family. So I just want to tell you about some of the ways that you can connect, you and your family, your kids. So anywhere, birth from high school, we've got programming for your kids. So birth through sixth grade, every single Sunday here at all of our sites, we have Be Kids programming. So that's where kids, birth through sixth grade, get to come hear about Jesus in an age-appropriate way. They get to have fun in large group time and then have small group discussions about who God is, who they are, and how all of that applies to their lives. The older kids actually get to join us typically for worship, and then they would go to their small groups locations, but they're joining us today, which is so fun. And then if you've got middle school or high school students, throughout the school year, we have different programming for them as well. We've got events, we've got small groups, we've got mentoring opportunities, all these different ways that we get to just kind of remind students who they are, what they were made for, help them find their place and their purpose. And it is so good. We've also got serving opportunities for students just to help them kind of find their place to like contribute back as well. So if you have students or kids anywhere in there, we would love to talk to you about how to get your kids connected. So you can talk to anyone with a lanyard, or maybe you'll see people today wearing Be Kids shirts. They would be great to talk to about how to get plugged into those things. Now, a quick note for everyone who would call Black Hawk Church their home. This is like a message for our family here. You've been hearing us talk about for the last couple of weeks, jumping into serving. And it really is our desire that everyone would just kind of jump into the game with us in serving in some way. So maybe this is a good time to consider serving with Be Kids or with student ministries or something like that. We need good people to help make good ministry happen. And especially with the school year coming up, with the fall, we need so many people to help make all of this programming happen. And we really believe that as we serve, we're really transformed by Jesus in some really incredible ways. So even as you are impacting the faith of kids and students, your faith is impacted as well. I got to serve in Be Kids for Easter and seeing just the joy and the fun and a life that comes from them when they hear about Jesus is so fun. I also serve with high school ministry during the school year, and Wednesday nights are my favorite night of the week. I love going to hang out with the girls in Wanakee for that. So I'd be happy to talk to you about serving in one of those ministries, but you'll also notice that there are tables as you head back out into the atrium, people who would love to talk to you about serving with kids or student ministries. But if you're interested in maybe another way of serving, you can check out our website to learn more, or go talk to someone at the info desk, or again, someone with a lanyard. We'd love to help you find kind of your way to plug in and image Jesus in a way with that. One more thing. So anyone in the room work at Epic? I'm guessing there's probably at least a few of us. I see some nods and some hands. So we want to help you get to know the other people who work at Epic and go to Black Hawk. So we are hosting an Epic staff picnic. So next week after the second service, we would love to have you join us for that. We're going to have snacks, we're going to have games, and just some time for you to get to know some other people who worship here and also work at Epic. So we'd love to have you join us for that. No RSVP is needed or anything like that. Families, spouses, significant others, friends are welcome. So we would love to have you there. All right. So without further ado, I would love to just say bye to our online audience now. We will catch you again next week. And with everyone else, let's transition now to the message.
Well, hey, everyone, welcome to Black Hawk Church Online. And online family, so good to be with you all again. And if this is the first time that you are watching here, my name's Matt. If I haven't met you, I'm one of the pastors on the teaching team here. And we're so glad that you're taking time to be with us today. So for everyone tuning in also, welcome to the first ever Black Hawk at the Movies Sunday. Look, we decided as a teaching team that since we were doing this summer camp series based on spiritual practices, that it could be fun to try something a little different and to have an experiment that we would do where we would do our preaching based on a couple of movies that we see. So our messages over two different weeks are going to be on different movies that we see. So FYI, these messages, yeah, they're going to feel very different from anything we've ever done here at Black Hawk before. I mean, look, this is an experiment, and so we're trying something unique this week and one other week during the summer. But we just thought, well, one of the things you do at summer camp is you watch movies. And so we are taking cultural stories and pulling out of them the biblical story, you know, biblical truths. I mean, think about it. Some of the best stories within our culture today, well, they happen through movies, right? And who doesn't love a good story? I mean, like, people have loved stories in our world really as long as there have been people. And back when Jesus was walking the planet, he understood this idea. And so many of his most famous teachings happened within stories that he told of things that he saw within culture back then. Like, he would say things like, you know, consider the lilies of the field. See, my guess is that, like, in these moments, like, he could have been walking along and pointing to lilies that he saw on the side of the road. Like, Jesus was just a master storyteller. And so we think of his stories now as scripture, but back then when Jesus was telling them, they were just stories based upon the culture of the day that he was in. And he used them to help people understand really biblical theological truths. Well, what we want to do on these At the Movie Sundays is to take a look at stories in our world that point towards truth that we see in God's word. And so, look, these aren't Christian movies per se, but when we stop to look at them, like, we can actually find deep biblical truths within the stories. You know, doing this actually, it teaches us a good practice. For so many of us, like, when we watch things on a screen, we kind of do it passively. We just sort of watch it. But I think it's actually so much more productive, like, to watch material actively, like, thoughtfully. And by that I mean, like, that we're looking for godly principles of truth within whatever it is that we're consuming. So that, like, that's what we're really going to try to do today. So this past Friday night, at all of our sites and venues, for anyone who wanted to come out, we watched a movie together. So we, look, at our sites, we had free popcorn and snacks and drinks and all of those things. And we watched these movies together. And it was a great chance to come out and do something different on a Friday night. A great place to invite friends. For some of you, it may have been the first time that you've ever come through the doors of any of our churches. And so now today, you're back for us on this, back with us on this particular Sunday, and we're excited you're here. Welcome back. And you're probably kind of interested to see what we're going to talk about. And the movie that we watched together this past Friday was the 2017 film Wonder, from the famous children's book by R.J. Palacio. Some of you, I'm guessing, potentially have had to read this, or your kids have had to read it, so in elementary school. Now, if you didn't make it to the movie night, or if you haven't seen the movie or haven't read the book, it's okay. Don't worry. You are going to be able to follow along. But let me be honest. I want to encourage you to get the movie and watch it. Download it. Do whatever you have to do to take it in, and take it in with friends or as a family. It's a really good movie. It doesn't matter what age you are, what stage of life you're in. If you're in an age where you are watching sermons, then you are at an age where you're going to appreciate this movie. But realistically today, if you haven't seen it, a little bit of a spoiler alert, I'm going to tell a lot about the movie right now. So you may actually want to hit pause right now on this service and just go watch it now. Look, as a pastor, I'm giving you full permission to do that. Click pause on me and go take in the movie, and then come back and finish the service later. Go for it. We're not going to be offended. Or you can watch my message now and take in the movie after. That's totally fine too. Look, whatever works best for you. My hope is, if you haven't watched the movie yet or read the book, that after the service is over, watching the movie, well, hopefully it's going to be something that you do, like, today. So now, here's the thing. Due to copyright laws, what we can do at our sites and venues in comparison to what we're allowed to show from the movie online is different. So the sermon that you're hearing now online, well, it's going to be created specifically for our online family. And you're actually going to, well, you get a little bit of something different. You get something that for people in person, they're not going to get to experience unless they watch online. It's an interview with a longtime Blackhawker who has been a longtime friend of mine that I'm super excited for you to hear from. But first, I want to catch you up with the storyline of the movie. And regardless, to show you, well, the biblical principles that apply to all of our lives, which I think it's going to be really evident as we dive into scripture for a bit together. And the main passage of scripture that we're going to be looking at today actually is in the New Testament, in the book of 1 John, 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 11. It says this: "Dear friends, Let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Look, what I want to do today is to dive into what this passage means through the lens of the main character of this story, an incredible little boy named Augie Pullman. So Augie was an elementary age boy who did not look like every other kid. Having been born with all kinds of physical challenges, he had already in his short little life gone through 23 surgeries in order to be able to just do things like see, smell, hear, and eat correctly. But even with all the surgeries, well, he looked different from everyone else. And early on in life, because he looked different, most of the time when he was in public, he wore an astronaut helmet, just to cover up what did not look normal in comparison to other kids. Now, up to this point in his life, Augie has been homeschooled by his mom, but now his parents have made the decision to have him start going to school with all other students for the fifth grade. And for Augie, well, going to school and not wearing his helmet that masked his face, well, that absolutely petrifies him. That's really the overall premise of the movie. And so many people who saw this movie or read the book, they talk about how it impacted them. Look, everyone from elementary school students to adults. Now, as a pastor and someone who loves the power of a story and how it connects with people, like, I've thought about why this story moves so many people. I think, honestly, it's because in some way, regardless of what age we are, well, we're all some version of Augie. You see, like, we're all insecure about something. It could be the way that you look, what I can't do, or something that I'm not that I wish I was. Maybe you've struggled with not being smart enough in school, or successful enough in life, or rich enough, or talented enough, or pretty enough. I mean, we all have this stuff. And having people know about it, well, just like Augie, yeah, that can petrify us. You see, when we look at the overarching theme of this movie, this story is so much about fear. Fear of being truly seen and therefore not truly loved or accepted. So what do we do in the midst of our fear? Well, it seems we often do what our own version of Augie did. Like, we put on a helmet. We cover our insecurities. We mask it or we hide it. We try to disguise it. Or we might try to compensate, you know, with parts of us that we don't like. It might be like lots of makeup, or you buy a lot of things. Maybe you only wear brand name clothes, or you're trying to create an image of something that you think people will like, regardless if you do that in person or even like online social media. For me personally, growing up, man, one of my goals, I wanted to be liked by everyone. I had a deep fear of not being liked. And for whatever reason, I always feared that, man, people could see my faults and they wouldn't end up accepting me. So for years, I just put on a mask as the guy who was the life of the party anywhere that I went. You see, deep down, I feared that if people knew the real me, yeah, they wouldn't want to be around me. I'm guessing that maybe you feel something the same way in some part of your life. You may feel like there is something in your life that you have to mask.
But the reality is, you don't. Here's the reality. God already knows you, and he wants to help you take off the masks in life. Look, as the first day of fifth grade unfolds for Augie, Augie runs into some of his peers at school, classmates, who, let's just say they make Augie feel less than. You know, bullies who try to make him feel that he needs to wear a mask. You know, in our own lives, we all have run-ins to people like this, haven't we? Like, it doesn't matter what age we are. We've run into people who might make us feel this way. But in the movie, Augie's mom, played by Julia Roberts, and in a way that she could only be as his mom, she asks Augie to take off his mask. And in the midst of his, like, tears and hurts, and she points him towards what is true about him, that he is valuable and loved and worth knowing. You know, we all have things that make us feel insecure or unworthy or inadequate. Some of them, okay, they're our fault. Some are not our fault. So regardless, what do we do about those things? Well, in many cases, we try to hide them. And we aren't the first people to do this. This goes all the way back to, like, the beginning of the Bible, the book of Genesis, Adam and Eve. You see, when we look at Scripture, the first thing that Adam and Eve did when they ate the fruit from the forbidden tree in chapter 3 of Genesis, all the way back at the beginning in the Garden of Eden, the Bible says that they hid themselves. Take a look for just a minute at Genesis 3, verse 8, where it says this. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees in the garden. See, Adam and Eve, they hid because they were afraid. You see, what we read here in this passage of them hiding to cover up that what they were ashamed of, this is exactly what we do. We cover up the things that we don't want people to see, and then we live our lives behind a mask, only letting people see what we want them to see. But then when we get alone with ourselves and we feel the clash between the mask and the person behind the mask, what we don't realize is that masks don't work. If they don't work, what's the solution? Well, we need to understand that the first step in our healing comes when we get honest. We'll never find true freedom with the mask on. It happens when we take the mask off. And that's what happened to Augie. Look, his life began to change when he began to realize he could take off the mask and began to let some of his classmates in. And we see this in the story as Augie lets others in. Well, for the first time, he makes a friend. Meet Jack Will, Augie's new friend. Look, and if you notice, as you read the book or watch the movie, Jack wasn't scared or turned off by Augie's flaws. Jack just liked Augie for who he was, which is exactly what can happen when we have the courage to drop the masks in our life and to let people in. But okay, here's the reality. With transparency also comes risk. And that's what happened when Jack, well, he was dealing with his own insecurities. Even though he really loved Augie, his need to feel popular and to fit in drove him to do something that he would later regret. And without realizing that Augie was in the room, Jack says some mean things about Augie in order to fit in with some other kids. And it hurt Augie deeply. Look, many of us have had that feeling that Augie experienced, haven't we? We have had that feeling of being betrayed or let down by someone that we thought we could trust. My guess is that we all have stories in our life of experiences with people who we were in close relationship with. You know, when someone disappoints us, we have a choice to make. We can put the mask on with literally with everyone and go back into this hiding behind some type of helmet. You know, but and that option, well, that can feel safe. But actually, like, that is the worst thing that we can do. Although Augie was hurting, having a hard time trusting, he still left the mask off and was willing to let new friends in. Well, as we continue in the story, eventually Jack realizes what he has done, and we see Jack come to the place where he finally apologizes. And Augie actually has the opportunity to forgive him. And look, their friendship, as the story continues, goes on to be one of the key components to Augie's journey through that year at school. You see, we all need people, but the reality is we are going to hurt each other because we are imperfect people in a broken world. So for relationships really to thrive, there has to be this element of forgiveness. Look, Paul in the book of Colossians in the New Testament in the Bible said it this way in Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. He said, bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Look, God's desire is for us to follow his example in the way that we forgive each other. Like, in other words, in the same way that he forgave you and me, we should strive to forgive one another. Forgiveness is one of the ways that God shows his love for us. Like, he is a forgiving God, and he wants our lives to prosper. But we're not going to be able to do life alone. You see, by God's own design, he puts us in a community of other people. He calls that community the church. And his desire for the church is it to be really a family of people who are in each other's corner, there for one another. Look, in that passage that we started off with today in 1 John, John actually says in verse 11, dear friends, since God so loved us, we ought to love one another. You see, remember, God wants to move in our lives. But we've got to take off the mask and let God do his work in us. So, how about it? Why not today? Like, why don't you let God give you a fresh start? Because he wants to speak into your life. In the passage that we've been looking at, this passage in 1 John, which I just encourage you to go and read more on your own later. John talks about God's love for us this way. He says, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sin. See, newsflash, God loves you. He sent his son to die for you. Think about this. God made you in his image. You see, there is not a person who you and I come into contact with who was not made in the image of God. And that includes you. You see, we all have moments where we don't believe that statement. And in those moments, we feel this temptation to go ahead and to put the mask back on. But I'm telling you, you are loved by God and made in his image. That is why he sent his son, Jesus. You know, when the story began, Augie, he constantly hid behind his mask. But now, with the mask down, he discovered that he was something special. How about you? Imagine the life you could live if you stopped trying to be someone else. And if you just simply embraced who God uniquely created you to be. Look, we all have marks in our lives. We all have a past. But every one of them can be used by God and healed and used by him in a good way. But there's only one person who can do that in us. There's only one who can make old things new. The Bible says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. He says, anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old is gone and new life has begun. In other words, God doesn't exist just to forgive you. He wants to make you brand new and to use you in the world to help others see who he is. Look, at the end of this movie, a fifth grade graduation, there's a scene that honestly, well, it can make all of us a little bit misty-eyed. Augie finds out that at the very end of the ceremony that he's won an award for being the most positively influential kid in the entire school. In other words, the student who has positively influenced the most of his peers in a school year. You got to watch this scene. I love this scene because it's a scene where Augie, think about this, comes full circle. Think about it. He at the beginning of the movie, he's too afraid to take off the mask, to be in public without ever wearing it. And now at the end, well, he realizes the way that he has been used in the lives of everyone around him. And he stands in front of the entire school without any mask and without any fear. That passage of scripture that we began with in the book of 1 John, if you go to verse 18, it says this: there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Now, for many of us, we hear a story like this, and it's inspiring for us to live a different kind of a life. But what I want to do for the last few moments that we have together is to give you a chance to hear the story of one of our longtime Blackhawk members who really in many ways lived Augie's story. I want you to meet a longtime friend of mine, a guy named Bill Schultz. Take a look at this for just a minute.
It was 1954. I was 9 years old and in love with the game of baseball. The only thing in the world I wanted was to make it on our little league team. I went through all the tryouts, hitting, fielding, throwing, and my friends told me I did a great job. The commissioner of the league walked up to me and my parents. Even though I could play well, he told me I could not be on the team because of my artificial leg. I could get hurt or hurt another player. I was devastated. It hurt like nothing before. One day I was on the field, and the next day I could only watch the game I loved through a chain-link fence.
Well, Blackhawk family, it is my privilege right now to introduce to you Mr. Bill Schultz. Bill, thanks so much for being here with us for a little bit.
Thank you, Matt.
What year did you and Kathy actually start attending Blackhawk Church?
1987, March.
Okay. Man, unreal. Yeah, it's been a long time. A few weeks ago, when I was actually working on my outline for everything for this message, and you heard that we were going to be doing these At the Movies Sundays, and heard that we were going to be doing the movie Wonder, you actually reached out to me because this movie resonated with you pretty significantly.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. So can you tell us just a little bit, what was it for you that resonated with you and your story with this movie?
Well, because I was born with disabilities and going to school, I had to go enter six different schools over a number of years because of my dad's job, but also level of school. And I had to encounter those courtyard scenes, similar to Augie, as well as those classroom and lobby scenes in the school. And when I first saw the movie a few years ago, my stomach just kind of just, you know, flipped a little bit, and I got a little bit misty because I could definitely relate to how Augie was feeling.
For those of you who maybe haven't seen the movie yet, there are multiple shots of whether it's walking into school or in a hallway or in a classroom of everyone turning and looking at him because of the physical disabilities that he had.
Yes.
And that totally resonated.
Oh, gosh. I mean, you feel like there's 300 eyeballs on you, and they're all got their mouth open or they're cowering away from you as if you're going to give them a disease. I mean, it was definitely, that resonated a lot with me.
What helped you get through that?
Well, first of all, my parents, as in the movie, he had great parents. And also, beginning in about fourth grade, I met a guy in my neighborhood, Jimmy Emery, who knocked on my door one day, found out I liked baseball. And we became very good friends. He was shocked to learn that I could actually throw a baseball, catch a ball, run. I kind of just overwhelmed him with showing him that I could do things, which led to a long relationship, you know, growing up through high school. And then as he spread the word that, hey, Billy Schultz is a pretty good athlete, that friendship, which multiplied, was extremely important.
Yeah. So now fast forward to, because I know you were pretty into sports, baseball, football, basketball. And then you actually tried out for a basketball team that had a pretty significant impact on your life.
Yeah, it was eighth grade. I had played with my friends on side driveways, and I wasn't very fast, but I could shoot. And so I decided to try out for junior high basketball. And the first day of tryouts, we did some shooting drills, dribbling drills, and I had a fantastic day of shooting. And the next day, the coach said, all right, now we're going to go to full court. And after about four or five up and down runs, I went over to the coach. I said, coach, I probably can't keep up with this. It's okay. And he said, you know, Bill, you're the type of kid that needs to be on a team, and we need a student manager. So that led to ultimately being a student manager of three varsity teams in high school and two varsity teams in college.
Wow.
All just wonderful, wonderful experiences where I was part of a team. You know, I wasn't. And so that just built up even more my self-confidence that, you know, I needed.
And that led to really an Augie moment for you, like what we saw at the end of the movie with him up in front of a crowd.
End of the year banquet. All the athletes were recognized by team. And then the head athletic director got up and said, I have a very special award to give to an outstanding young man for his positive influence on all of us and for how inspiring he's been to all of us. And I'd like to have you join me in congratulating Billy Schultz. And I had to walk about 100 feet up to get it. And people were on their feet clapping. And it was an emotional moment. And the biggest emotion was my parents were with me. It was an award this high. Mm. I just handed it to my parents. I said, thank you. It was a very emotional moment. I wanted them to know that this was their award, not just mine.
What made it so emotional for you?
All the years that I grew up, my parents always allowing me to try and do things and giving me the encouragement to step out, jump into things, get involved. They could have easily protected me. My mom was always scared to death that I was going to hurt myself. But, you know, I had an aunt who was an athlete, and she said to my mom, let him try. He can do it. You know, let him try. So what if he falls flat on his face? You know, he will feel better about it.
If he
so
tried.
It was a very emotional time as I walked back to see my parents who were impacted by it.
Mm. Mm. All right, Bill. So I want to jump up to 30,000 feet for just a minute. This entire journey that you have been on with your challenges and your disabilities, how has it affected your own personal walk with God?
Well, as I got older, I feel like my dependence on him has gotten stronger and stronger. You know, as a kid, you feel like you can do anything you want, and God doesn't necessarily come into your mind. But, you know, as I got into high school and college, realizing that, you know, I've got some major challenges here for a lot of reasons. I needed to depend on him more and more. I couldn't move forward in my life all by myself. And I think God instilled in me that you need people in your life that will continue to encourage you, and be a supporter of you, and to not isolate yourself or dwell into pity or whatever.
Let's say that you're talking right now to someone, and there's a lot of us who would fall in this camp who have that desire at times to hide behind a mask. What would you say to them?
Well, first of all, every one of us has a mask. It's not just because I have a physical disability. All of us have mask inside that we can't see, but you know it's there. You can't overcome that insecurity on your own. And if you dwell in it too long, you're going to stop trying to get out of it. If you let God into your life, he will bring those people into your life. He will get you into situations where you are encouraged, you are helped, and so forth. God doesn't work on a direct basis many times. He works through other people. The people that influenced me in my life, I didn't meet at church. I didn't meet directly. They all came from a relationship with someone else, or where I got involved in something and they came and befriended me. I'm 77 years old. I look back and no one could have orchestrated my life without him in it. You know, it's crystal clear to me.
Yeah. You know, and what you talk about with relationships with people, that's so much of what we want to be here as a church, as a multi-generational church. And if you're new watching, that's something that we have a desire for everyone to be a part of the community here, not just to come to a service or just to watch a service online, but to be a part of something greater and to be a part of the real community where you are seen and known and valued for who you are, that we all can grow in our own relationship with the Lord. So, well, Bill, thanks so much for taking time to be here and sharing some of your story. You know, it was so cool to hear Bill's story. I'm so glad that you all had a chance to get to know him a little bit and to hear some of his life. And remember, people who were there at church, they didn't get to see that part. It's only for you guys. Hey, thanks again for joining us today for Black Hawk Online. I hope that this has been encouraging to you, and we'd love to get to know you. So again, if this is your first time, or if you've been checking things out online for a while and you want to be in contact with us, man, fill out that online connection card. And we would love to be in touch with you to help you see, regardless of where you live, ways that you can connect in with our church. We'd love to get to know you personally and help you find some community, even in this online world. And if you're somewhere in the Madison or Dane County area, come to one of our sites and come check things out. We'd love to have you be a part of any of our sites and venues as we move forward. So again, if there are ways that we can pray for you, reach out. We'd love to be in your life, and we'll get back to you as quickly as we can. So thanks again for being with us today. Let me close us with a benediction. And so may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Would the Lord turn his face to you and give you peace. Thanks again for being with us. We'll see you next week.